So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Steven Charlie here with you on Sports Talk, letting you folks know pregame coverage of Pelicans versus Minnesota T-Wolves going to be starting 6:30 on 870 a.m. Tip-off 7 p.m. to help us break all that down and all the news going on with the Pels. NBA writer covering the Pelicans, Ollie Cosell here on WWL. Ollie, always appreciate the time, man. You staying warm tonight?
Definitely, Steve. Charlie just told me he was hot, so I told him just to literally go outside because it's cold out there.
Yeah, no, I need to, Ollie. I need to just take a break and go down to the elevator and go outside, just cool down a little bit because the Zion news has got me hot-headed.
I was going to say, Charlie's feeling hot because of the news today with Zion Williamson, not because of the temperature, but, I mean, what can we say more right now, Ollie? It's definitely frustrating. There was the belief that maybe this year could finally be different. He looked to be in shape, and now we're getting word of an adductor strain, and we're seeing from, I guess, Sham Sharni putting out there that they plan on reevaluating him in another 3 weeks.
Right, yeah, and then the Pelicans followed up with the similar news, right?
Yeah.
Staying that outcome. And if you look up grade two injuries to the abductor, it's a minimum of usually 3 to 6 weeks, right, your shelf. So it just depends on how a player heals. But again, when you take into consideration Zion's history, usually, right, he's always tended to return to the latter part of any timetable. So it's disappointing. Yeah, the question we always have, right, with Zion is if he was to get in really good shape, like the best shape possible, would that change potentially, right, his injury, propensity for injuries? And we got the answer, I thought, we got the first part down because this summer he got himself in really good shape. But again, started this season, he's already been injured several times, and what, we're just a quarter of the way through the season. So it doesn't feel like anything's different. That's probably the biggest disappointment. Doesn't sound like he can get over this injury hurdle, right?
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Every year, Ollie. I mean, we've talked to you for years now about the Pelicans, and you know, you buy into the hype, oh, Zion's looking good, and then all of a sudden injury issues just crop up. And it's, you know, typically it's been hamstrings most of the time, but now it's an adductor injury. I texted one of our listeners, is just like, he's going to be out for the rest of this year, talking about the calendar year, poor wording by me. We're not going to see him until past the New Year's. When they say reevaluated in 3 weeks, that's the number one issue for me, Ollie, and this is part of the rant that I went on in the first segment, is the communication aspect of this. The fact that James Borrego is coming out and basically saying like he had no idea.
Till this morning.
Pelican fans were blindsided by this. The lack of communication on injuries has been frustrating, to say the least, from the Pelicans.
It is. And I will say this isn't the first time that something like this has happened regarding Zion, right, where he'd played in the game and then they either had a day off or something along those lines. And then, of course, the injury report that comes out, he's not listed on. But then the following day, he's added to it, or suddenly there's injury news regarding Zion. So like I said, I remember it's happened at least once, maybe twice previously. So honestly, that boils down to me is that it being the player, right? Because I know the last instance that this had happened, he didn't notify Pelicans medical staff or whoever he needed to say, hey, something's bothered me right after the game. And I'm imagining something similar probably happened here, because that's the only way, honestly, any of this makes sense. Because I know the Pelicans, I know a lot of the people here, they do try and be transparent. So it's obviously when they got the injury news is what's the question mark. And I tend to think that it probably wasn't delivered to them until probably even maybe as late as this morning.
Yeah, it's just, once again, frustrating is an understatement. Ali, we have a lot of people that we've been talking to, listeners, Pelican fans, that are just like, cut loose, cut bait. I mean, at this point, we're in year seven, and it's the same thing every single year. But my response to it, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is just what type of value does Zion have on the market at this point? Because you've seen what he's done in New Orleans, you've seen the flashes when he's healthy, but obviously when he's healthy is the biggest stick up there because it just isn't consistent by any stretch of the imagination. Do you think there is a market for Zion if Joe Dumars and the Pelicans leadership were to just say, time to move on?
I do think there's a market for him. When I checked in religiously with everybody involved over the summer, he had a market. There were teams ready to trade for him, and that was coming off of, you know, last season's terrible disappointment, right, where he didn't play in half the games anywhere close to it. So the reason teams are willing to take a bet, and I've talked to several people to get a really good definitive answer, is it's simply for this reason. If you can't draft or trade for generational talent, right, that's at the top of his game, or one that looks like he will get there, like, say, a Cooper Flagg from last year's draft, then you take a chance on a guy that has the potential but hasn't lived up to it, right? And the reason you do that is because you think you can find the problem, right? You can solve the problem. And for a lot of opposing teams, they think they probably could do a better job with Zion Williamson, right, especially from a medical standpoint and or just getting him to be more responsible, to be better with, say, the program, right? So if you're, say, a Pat Riley with Miami Heat and you know how every player you've brought in, how they fall in line, well, you'd probably be more apt to take a chance on, say, a Zion Williamson because of how your program really gets people to fall in line. If you think that's the only thing or one of the biggest things holding Zion back, then of course you take that chance because generational talents aren't out there. There's not too many of them out there. So that's why you take a chance on a guy like that. And I think some team probably would if the Pelicans do, say, put him on the block.
Well, we know no Zion for a while, but who's available tonight? I know there were a few question marks going into this game, Ali, but who's in and who's out for this evening that you know of?
Yeah, so this morning, Eve, Missy, and Zion were questionable. But, of course, we learned the Zion news a couple hours after the initial news. But Eve, Missy ruled out for tonight, and that's okay. Not a surprise to me, guys. He twists his ankle badly in that Warriors game, and I was shocked he played against the Lakers the following day. So him to be out tonight, not surprised there. But Pelicans at least do have Trey Murphy back tonight. Jordan Hawkins, who's also overcome an illness over this past weekend, he'll be playing too.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
When you look at the job James Borrego has done so far, how do you feel that the front office is looking at him? Is there a chance that he would be a contender to end up the next head coach, the full-time head coach of this team?
I think there's definitely a chance, but I wouldn't say the odds are better than, say, 50-50.
Gotcha.
We already heard the rumors out there. I've talked to some people. It seems like, you know, just like the way the new front office led by Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver want to bring in certain players that they like, I think I can definitely imagine the same being with the head coach, right? So James Borrego, for him in order to stick around, would really have to do a magnificent job, right? along the lines of turning this team completely around, probably pushing for the play-in tournament, if not getting in entirely. But I've heard the biggest thing is if he could prove to build a top 10 offense with this team, especially say around Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen, that would give him a leg up. But otherwise, I expect that he'll probably be replaced over the summer.
You know, Ali, when I was looking at the Pelicans' schedule, we all knew that November was going to be rough, and they missed out on a couple opportunities, especially kind of late in the month. The game against the Warriors stands out to me. The game specifically against the Grizzlies, where you just couldn't really close out that Memphis team at home. A couple missed opportunities, but you kind of look ahead. You have the Nets game coming up in about a week from now. You play the Bulls again, who you had just beaten. You play the Trailblazers, the Pacers, the Mavericks again, who you've already split with this year. There's some opportunities to pick up some wins, but my question to you is, at this point, you know, a 3-18 hole that you're in, you got to do more than just pick up a couple wins here and there. You got to be able to go on a run if you want to have any semblance of a hope of, like you had mentioned, getting back into that quote-unquote play-in conversation.
Yeah, you would at least have to play, you think, 500 ball and then hope to get lucky for that 10th spot, which does feel attainable. Right? I mean, when you look at the playing standings, yeah, it seems like 7 and 8, you're going to have to be better than 500. But after that, you know, it kind of becomes a toss-up. So it becomes injury luck at that point for a lot of teams still vying for one of those two spots. But also just playing at least mediocre basketball, at least give yourself a chance. So what I'm looking for, guys, honestly, is the Pelicans are going to have kind of a softer part of the schedule thanks to this tournament, in-season tournament that the NBA's got going on. So the Pelicans will play 2 games in roughly about 10 days. That gives James Borrego a chance to get these guys in practice. That gives them a chance to also work with the young guys, running more of the offense, getting just everybody more comfortable, and doing it without Zion. Plus, you get to work, going to your point, Charlie, about late-game execution, you get to finally work on those things. I've been told that the Pelicans have had like 3 practices to do anything since James Borrego was installed in. Late game situations are one of those things that coaches like to go over, and he hasn't really had a chance yet.
It's really funny because it feels like the Saints and the Pelicans are working with opposite issues, where the Pelicans have gotten off to good starts at times throughout the season. Every Pelican fan knows exactly what I'm about to say. The dreaded third quarter. You come out of halftime and you just get bludgeoned, and you either blow a big lead or, you know, a game that's tight ends up becoming a blowout. I mean, what can you really do with that, though, Ali, other than, you know, the Pelicans coaching staff knows that it's been a consistent issue, and it hasn't just been under Borrego, it was under Willie Green as well for years here. How can they really get that fixed and figured out? Because if you can just get that one bugaboo quarter off your back, you might be able to pick up some wins here and there.
Yeah. To your point, I think they've won 3 of the last 4 games, the third quarters. Maybe it's all 4. It's something along those lines where actually it's just flown under the radar, because at some point they've been walloped by the other team, right? But yeah, to your point, like over the first 16, 17 games, they only had 1 2-third quarters, I remember looking up, and it was by just like a point and 2 points. So it's consistently been a problem. You've been a fan of this team, you know that. So I think honestly where you go to with something like this, it's just a player's mentality. It's all about how you come out of the third quarter. Do you still have that fire in your belly, say, when you do the start of the game, or when it's to come down the last 5 minutes of a close game? Can you summon your best and play at your best with the focus, intentions, all that thing? And that's what we haven't seen, I think, consistently, right? When you have spotty leadership, and you got to think Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson, their availability over the last handful of years has been just very spotty, so they haven't been really out there to lead. That's what you kind of look to, is those type of guys, those leaders that bring you out of a halftime, set the tone for you. And since they haven't had that, I think that's been the biggest reason why they failed, like coming out in third quarter. So if you get that part figured out, then I think that's when you finally can see some actual change in the third quarter mentalities.
Ali, curious, do you think there's anything to the rumor mill swirling around Jonathan Kuminga of the Golden State Warriors? I know the Pelicans have been mentioned as a potential trade partner with them.
Yeah, I think what the Warriors are doing is, honestly, they're trying to find any kind of home for Kuminga, and you can't blame them.
Yeah.
So they probably would, right, even maybe want to take a chance on Zion. But as far as the Pelicans, I just can't imagine it. He's another guy that's a non-shooter. And I think if you're going to have to choose between Zion and Queen, which seems easy on paper to us, but it can only be one of those type of players, right? Since Kuminga doesn't really space the floor for it, I don't see Joe Dumars, Troy Weaver being interested in that type of player to put next to Derek Queen, no.
Looking at the matchup, I guess tonight and also Thursday, you got back-to-back games in the Smoothie King Center hosting Minnesota. Obviously, you know, Ant-Man and a lot more other problems on this T-Wolves squad. What do you see the best way to attack, I guess, Minnesota for this Pels unit.
Yeah, they're 12-8, but get this. If you look at the top 6-7 players in terms of games played, almost nobody's missed a game, right? So they've had availability.
Right.
Here's their weakness. It's closing out games. They've had some terrible losses so far this year. So if the Pelicans could somehow find a way to summon the best game plan, energy, focus, and what's, say, a 10, maybe 12-point deficit, make it a close game down the stretch, this Minnesota team's beatable because they have fallen apart down the stretch way too many times this year. That's when you can beat this team.
Ali, always appreciate your time, man, and hopefully we can get into the win column tonight because I'm sure sick of talking about losses and injuries.
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve. Basketball season's 82 games, right? Saints is much less, so it's easier to stomach, I feel like, losses. But basketball, boy, you can get on a run of these losing streaks, and it seems like it'll never end. So, yeah, we need just some wins. Get started at some point.
Let's get one tonight, Ali. Thank you so much, man.
Yep.
Thanks, Ali.
Ali Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans, always giving us great info there.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.